Auditoriums don't last long at the Redeemed Christian Church of God. They keep taking them down to build them back bigger. Worshippers walk past scores of vendors who've set up shop on the foundation of the church's old pavilion. It was demolished a few years back. Volunteer Wale Akande stands by the new auditorium in a fluorescent green vest, welcoming visitors to the Holy Ghost service.
Once the service starts, all these people that are selling, they close their shop to come into the auditorium to listen to the Word of God.
The pavilion beside us was built in 2000 to seat a million people. It's basically a corrugated rooftop, the ground below paved with cobblestones and lined with thousands of crude wooden benches. Akande says tonight, attendance is down because of the rain. It's only a third full. Even so, he immediately asks me the same question I hear all night.
Have you heard about the new auditorium that is going to be built next? It's going to be like 18 times this size.
That's 3.5 square miles, all under one roof. Inside the current auditorium, worshippers with tambourines prepare for the vigil under stadium lights. Some pray aloud on mats stretched out on the ground. The praise doesn't let up for the next 8 hours. Most people can only see the altar on giant screens, if at all. But it hardly seems to matter.
It's really, really, really mighty.
That's university student Semi Oladepo talking about Holy Ghost Night. She tells me it's when you talk one-on-one with God and expect a miracle from Him. Other than a few children sleeping on the ground, the crowd seems intensely focused on just that.
In the name of Jesus, use me, use me, use me, use me.
But the Redeemed Church is also focused on gaining new converts. That's part of the logic behind headline-grabbing projects like a prayer hall almost 3 times the size of Central Park. And Redeemed Camp, the church's sprawling, city-like campus. Oladepo lives here and says she seldom leaves.
We have secondary schools on camp, we have hospitals on camp, we have banks on camp, police station, we have gardens and all.
Even more important, though, is old-fashioned Christian outreach. Oladepo urged me to accept Christ before it's too late. Then she checked on my progress a few minutes later.
Do you think you'll become a Christian soon?
Whether I do or don't, Redeemed's outreach is working. American gospel singers came to perform at Holy Ghost Night this year, but increasingly, Christian evangelism is headed in the opposite direction. In June, Redeemed inaugurated another pavilion with 10,000 seats in Greenville, Texas. For The World, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Lagos.